The Office of Management and Budget gives agencies a host of new deadlines to develop a plan and to implement shared services. The strategy reinvigorates the lines of business initiatives started under the Bush administration, but they have a new twist. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joins us with details on the shared services strategy that was released late yesterday. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
So, Jason, give us the bullet points. What does the shared services strategy call for?
Well, the strategy details what agencies should really consider as they move to shared services. It defines what shared services are, which is the idea of promoting and using existing and what they call new strategic sourcing methods where agencies combine their buying power for similar IT needs, get lower prices, get better service. Now, traditionally, strategic sourcing thought of as a contract, such as office supplies or the one that's coming up for wireless services. But the idea really is broader than just a contract. It's really the idea of getting multiple customers using single provider technology. Now, the strategy lays out a host of deadlines, starting with last month, March 1st, actually. Actually, I guess 2 months ago now, it's May, when agencies had to identify two IT areas for migration to a shared services approach by December 31st. Now, there's a host of new deadlines. Most of them are coming as of August 31st, and I'll just go through them very quickly. Agencies must submit an enterprise roadmap to OMB that includes the agency's commodity, what they call the commodity IT consolidation plan, and the line of business service plan. Now, part of this roadmap also will be a list of the agency's IT assets that includes all their systems and services that support the admission, administrative, and commodity IT programs. Also, for August of 2012, that enterprise roadmap submission also will have to include. It's not mandatory that they include the IT inventory, but it's highly recommended. Now, a couple other big August dates are a synopsis of how the agency is using what they call the portfolio stat session, which is the new process by which to look across a portfolio of investments that OMB launched in past March. And then also the line of business managing partners. Now, remember, this line of business is human resources, financial management, grants. This was all that started under the Bush administration. They are going to have to assess each of their shared services and develop a plan to improve the quality and increase use in each of those specific shared services by the end of 2013.
Now, Jason, I have a question. Agencies are supposed to share services and find out where they can share. So it seems to me the agencies are going to have to talk to one another and not just talk to OMB. Because if I want to share, if I'm interior and I want to share with agriculture, then agriculture's got to know about it, and we've got to agree you're the one we're going to both use.
Right, and that has been actually a big problem over the years, that nobody knows who has what, and OMB has been that kind of central focus point. So what the administration is doing this time around is a little different from previous times, is the idea of creating really a repository or an online IT services catalog. And in fact, OMB has been working with the Federal CIO Council for a couple months now, and they expect to have that catalog up and running by the end of 2012.
Sounds like a great big dance they're creating, and you go there and find your dance partners.
Well, I think that's the plan, because I think so many agencies don't know what's going on, who has what, who's using what. And there's also that need to say, well, I'll just reinvest in myself. It's easier. But if you can go somewhere and check it out and see best practices and see maybe other agencies' experience with that specific service, that maybe alleviates a little bit of your concern or your desire to build it yourself.
Now, you mentioned earlier that the whole plan, it's coming from the CIO, Stephen Van Roekel, it builds on the Bush administration shared services strategy or lines of business. You said there's a new twist. What is that twist?
Well, I think the new twist is under the LOB, the former one, it was really government-wide, HR, finance, grants. Under this one, it's both government-wide but agency-specific. What OMB is really trying to do is take approach that is saying, listen, we know this is hard, and we want agencies to start even internally consolidate email. They use that as an example. Interior or USDA or GSA are all in the process of or have finished consolidating their email across one platform. So that's an example of a shared service in OMB's eyes. In fact, the other piece of this that's, I think, a little different is the way it's being done. OMB is setting the big 30,000-foot view and then telling agencies to meet it their own way. And, in fact, Mark Foreman is a former e-government and IT administrator at OMB, and he actually started the e-gov and LOB efforts. he says the strategy can't just be another paperwork exercise for agencies.
What is important here is the set of results. And I think one of the things that's really important for OMB as they finalize this memo is not to lay out as a result that you produced a report or a piece of paper, but that there's some business basis for the type of the results that they expect the agencies to achieve. Is it an improvement in productivity? Is it a reduction in expenditure on customizing finance systems and back office systems? I mean, there are clear ways to set the goals to the agencies if you're going to give them the flexibility to figure it out themselves.
Now, another big difference is around who's involved in this. Now, what one senior government official tells me is that the missing piece so far is the business people, the deputy secretaries, the CFOs, the chief acquisition officers. The official who spoke on background because of the sensitive nature of the document tells me that the lines of business initiatives were more organized with agency leads. This effort is more organized, focused on agency decisions themselves, and the strategy identifies ways to move forward. I think while agencies are supportive, the people I'm talking to say they need a little more oomph, there needs to be a little more organization, a little more structure to it.
Now, is this work being done? By the way, we're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. Is this a job for the CIOs, or who has to carry this out?
Well, I think initially the CIOs, you know, the memo from Stephen Van Roekel, the federal CIO, is going to federal CIOs. The strategy is going to CIOs. But I think it's up to the CIOs, and it's really incumbent on them to go to the business people and pull them in. And I think it's incumbent on OMB to pull them in as well. So through the tech stat sessions, through the portfolio stat sessions, which Steve Van Roekel says all this builds upon, that's where those people can get involved and really say, okay, I understand how shared services work and why it's important.
It sounds to me, I just have to say that I understand what they're driving at here is to end duplication. But it seems like with all of the tech stats and this stat and the other stat, there's about three lines of stats going on, and all of this long and several deadlines that you've mentioned, that it's an awfully complicated mechanism they've set up with no real measurement at the end for knowing what we're saving here.
Right. I think that was the point I think Mark Forman was making was what is the result? The result is not another report, but what are you trying to get to? Is it we will reduce, you know, HR, the spending on HR systems by 10% across the board? We will, you know, migrate all, you know, financial management systems to one of four providers to really get the economies of scale. You're right, they don't spell that out specifically, but I think that's part of what this administration's philosophy is. It's the idea to let's give them the broad perspective and let them take it. In fact, Tim Young is a former deputy administrator for eGov and IT at OMB and now a senior manager for Deloitte Federal Services. He says the shared services strategy actually gives agencies a lot of flexibility.
The agencies would simultaneously be measuring performance and capabilities of existing lines of business providers in IT to improve them so more agencies would adopt them over time. Additionally, it encourages agencies that do not use shared services to develop intra-agency shared service capabilities to consolidate at a more local or department level, whereas the lines of business strategy focused on government-wide capabilities.
Now, obviously, Young's talking there about the flexibility of the shared service strategy. He says the approach is really the old crawl, walk, run approach, and I think he believes that starting small gives agencies that ability to understand it and get comfortable with it, the idea of moving to a shared services provider.